Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Mutray back on the show. Chad is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. We've known him for more than one job that he's had as one of the great economists in our country. He is the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, and he was with the SBA before that, and he's our good friend Chad Mutray. Welcome back.
15 years. You keep making me older and older.
I know. I know it. So how do you think I feel? Hey, Chad.
You were a youngster when you started.
I was just a baby. That's exactly right. So I'm glad you're here, and especially when you got good news.
Well, we continue to see really strong growth in the manufacturing sector. I think our members, as you know, are pretty happy. We have a survey coming out soon, so I can't talk about that yet. But I will say that our members continue to see really good numbers in terms of overall demand and production. You see that in the ISM data. You see it in a lot of other regional surveys. And you saw it in the jobs numbers on Friday. You saw we added 31,000 workers in the month of February, averaging more than 18,000 over the last 14 months per month. That labor market tightness is pretty real, and it's a sign, really, to me at least, that we're getting some traction in the overall economy. The number one issue, as you know, you and I've talked about this many times, is attracting and retaining a quality workforce.
It's a crisis right now. It's a crisis. I reported on someone this week who said some companies are doing away with drug checks. They can't staff their company if they have to check, do drug testing all the time.
Well, poaching is the word that I continue
That's
to
exactly
hear.
That's exactly right. Every time
I meet with any group of manufacturers, and I bring up the fact that poaching is taking place. People are going on LinkedIn, seeing who their competitors are.
There's nowhere
there
else to go. My audience is they're shaking their head right now because they know you just lit my fire by saying that. Because see, I'm still on my high horse that I've been on for almost a year about this tax bill that's put a whole lot of money in the fist of big companies who can poach our key people, and we don't have the money to compete with them.
Yeah.
I warned about that. I wrote an article a month ago about this. I warned about this very thing. And so, folks, now you heard me talk about it, and you just heard Chad bring it up. It's happening right now. Small businesses, the poaching is not just happening from big company to big company. It's happening from small company. A guy told me one of his clients, he's one of my consultants in my Brain Trust, one of his clients had a CFO he could not do without. And he said a company came and got him, and he said, I couldn't even come close to the money they offered him.
Well, I think we talked about that last time, too. One of the numbers that was hidden in the jobs numbers last week was the average weekly earnings. Average weekly earnings for manufacturing were up 3.8% over the last 12 months. Now, part of that could just be, a function of it being, year over year, right, whatever happened last year. But that's a pretty strong level of growth in terms of overall compensation.
No question.
And I've been saying for a while what this is going to lead to is more wage pressures.
There's no question. We're
already starting to see some accelerating pricing pressures. I'm looking at the screen right now. Producer prices are up 2.8% year over year. We've continued to see overall pricing pressures pick up, and wages are going to be part of that given just the tightness of the labor market.
Here's another thing. It's really hard for small business owners to raise their prices. Number one, because there's such a competitive situation out there. Number two, where most small business owners are too chicken to raise their prices. They don't have enough backbone to raise their prices. I go into small businesses all the time and buy stuff, and I tell them, you're not charging me enough for this. I know how much this costs. You're not charging me enough. They look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, profits are definitely going to get squeezed in this type of environment, given the level of competition that's out there.
There's no question about it.
I mean, you know, with that said, I'm an economist, so I'm going to say on the one hand, on the other a lot, right, as you know. we also have had a really mild inflation, or really very minimal inflation over the last few years.
Inflation is really not behaving the way it did 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, so having a little bit more inflation is not necessarily a bad thing. And to me, having higher wage pressures is actually a sign of strength in the manufacturing sector,
and
the economy.
And Americans need a raise, too, don't they?
So yes, there's the profit squeezing issue. Yes, there's the issue of small businesses and poaching and the problems that exist there. But underneath all of that is also a sign of optimism, and I think that really needs to come out.
That goes a long way. There's no question about it. And when we come back, I want to talk to Chad about why some of these manufacturing jobs are – why we're having these manufacturing job growths. Are there two or three different reasons? And I have a couple of thoughts on that. You won't be surprised to hear. 2010, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.